I want to be in that moment.
C'est de retour.
with Emery rocking the main stage right now on the State of Trance 850. Glad to see he made his return to the State of Trance stages. I'm Armin van Buuren backstage here, right beside the main stage in Utrecht with Ruben de Ronde. So what did they say online? What's
it
the verdict?
It seems that you were having a lot of fun.
I was having a lot of fun, but I was also very nervous because, you know, I wanted to please so many fans.
I played a lot of new stuff.
I played a lot of requests, and you know, but 2 hours is never enough. You know, you want to go on. What I really liked about this year's edition of the State of Trance is the LEDs around the room.
It looks so insane.
So rather than just having an LED behind the DJ, which is or a little bit in front, the actual LEDs are in the room right now.
Yeah.
And that was a little hint that we already gave in the artwork. When we did the special photo shoot, we already knew that this was going to happen, but it's a real big difference to see it on a drawing and see it work in reality.
Can I be honest? I didn't see it yet because I've been in the radio studio all the time.
Oh no! If you're watching the live stream right now, you can see what I mean. It's like there's part of the LED screen that is in the room. So
yeah.
as an audience, you feel like the room is much smaller than it, because the main stage is massive. So, but what they've done really clever is they build the LED in the room.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. Don't go anywhere, because in about 45 minutes we'll have David Gravel for you, followed by Ben Nicky to close it all off. By popular demand, he was one of the most requested DJs. But that's not it. There's so much going on right now. We have no less than 5 stages today. The world's biggest trance festival. Let's have a quick listen to what's going on right now. On the Who's Afraid of 138 area, playing right now, John Askew. And at 4 a.m., Chris Switzer, Heatbeat. And between 5 and 6, Mr. Scott Bonds. And playing in the Psytrance area right now is Ace Ventura. And between 4 and 5, you can expect an exclusive set from Wyo. And if we switch to the Road to 1000 stage, playing right now, Shinobi. And the final DJ will be DJ Factor B. He's really on fire at the moment. And finally, the progressive stage that's happening as well. Guy Baroni, and the final DJ will be John Double O Fleming. He's actually walking around in the artist area here. If you don't want to miss any of these sets, simply head over to asod.tv. We're broadcasting the main stage, including video, and all the other areas are also being broadcasted for free for you to enjoy. Simply head over to asod.tv. I mentioned it to you before on the main stage. David Gravel will play the decks in 45 minutes. And the man is super nervous. He's sitting here behind the stage. He's already told me like 3 times, I'm so nervous. Why are you nervous, man? You're rocking it with your productions. Everything is going so well.
It's
going
to be fine.
The thing is, I've been working for a month on new music. And we actually worked on some new visuals as well. So we're going to premiere. I'm actually gonna prepare a little bit of my new logo.
Okay.
It's still not finished. Like I have some.
Oh, he's got it on his shirt. Oh. He's got it on his shirt. Look, all professional.
Yes. So it's not finished yet, but we're gonna introduce a little bit, and we try to let the people explore a little bit of what's being next. You know, and yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
So can people still request tracks for your set?
I think they can, and maybe I can put them in. You know, in between. But
so at DJ David Gravel, that's it.
Yes.
All right.
That's
well, good
it.
Luck, man. I'm sure you'll do well.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Armin.
We have Ira doing some great clips today, showing what's going on inside the venue. For this one, she took a tour around the studio. Let's have a quick look.
I want to be in that moment.
Right now, I'm standing in the official State of Trance Radio Dome. They're broadcasting live to millions of listeners in 84 different countries from all over the world. And right now, you are one of them. Let's see if we can find a dedicated listener. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How often do you listen to the radio show?
Every single week.
Every single week. Wow, that's so cool. Okay, I've got a little surprise for you. Would you like to come with me inside the Radio Dome?
Of course.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, come on. Are you excited?
Yes, I'm very excited. Now I'm even not breathing.
No, it's cool, right?
It's very cool, yeah. It's my dream, I can say.
Come on.
I'm very nervous now.
No, you don't have to be nervous. Everything will be fine. We're here. How do you feel?
I'm feeling very excited. I'm very happy. And this is my dream. My dream is coming true, so.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay, but I'm just shaking because this is unbelievable. I cannot believe it.
Enjoy your night.
Thank you.
Have fun. We've made a fan incredibly happy. And guys, if you're listening right now and don't want to miss a thing, make sure to tune in at asot.tv.
I want to be in that moment.
Well, thank you, Ira. That was a really great report. She'll be on later as well. But let's quickly hurry back to the main stage for Mr. Gareth Emery. Give it up.
1212, a state of trance, how you feeling? My name is Gareth Emmy, and it's amazing to be here tonight with you all. You trick, let me see those hands up.
Yeah.
Broadcasting live and direct from the world's biggest trance festival in the Jaarbeurs in Utrecht. I'm Armin van Buuren with my loyal sidekick Ruben de Ronde. If you're listening now at home or you're watching the live stream, I hope that you can feel us in the studio. We have a new thing here this year, and that means that the radio studio is integrated into the artist area. So normally that would be a radio studio and an artist area. This time we've decided to mingle the two. So if you're watching the live stream right now, you can see all these interesting looking people walking around. And that's usually the managers or the artists, or the wives of the artists or whatever. And they're eating Dutch fries, which is very bad for your health. A big amount of people with me again. Welcome Brian Carney, John Double O Fleming, and Neelix. Give it up!
Hello.
Hello.
Starting with you, John, you're playing a new stage, something that not a lot of people know about, but actually this started with a phone conversation on my way to Tomorrowland last year.
It certainly did. It was brilliant. I approached you with an idea, and we had a brilliant chat about the history of chance and how things started in a progressive world, and then before we knew it, we were talking about putting a stage together here.
Absolutely. Well, you're one of the originators of the progressive sound and the progressive stage.
Yes.
My question to you is, do you feel that there's a young generation that's all of a sudden attached to the progressive sound?
Completely. And it's like they always say history repeats itself, and I'm old enough and wise enough to remember when trance was born, and it was born off the back of techno in the very early 90s, and it was a hypnotic melodic. They used to call it the psychedelic cousin of techno. Yeah. And I'm seeing these days happen again, because the techno and the progressive scene at the moment is a huge underground movement. So it's organic that it's going to move over into kind of the progressive trance world, and that's what we're seeing today. I mean, the testament is that stage, which is packed tonight.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I'm really surprised, honestly, because this is a sound that you and I have been supporting, but I never felt that there was a demographic that come along with it. But it seems that the people actually came for that specific sound here tonight. That's wonderful.
They did, and I saw it when we launched the announcement of the stage. My God, the social media lit up, and I'm like, oh, this is brilliant. And, you know, Seeing the build-up even to it today, and seeing the people there and people coming to talk to me, it's been amazing.
Yeah, it's great to see guys like Airwave, Guy Baroni, and yourself. I mean, I really can't wait. I'm definitely going to come on see your set.
Brilliant, sure. Yes, please do.
Absolutely.
Bring your french fries as well.
On to the next special guest, Brian Carney. You had a great year once again. Carnage is growing every week with amazing releases. What did you play for us today in your set? Any surprises?
Yeah, I had like 5 brand new original tracks. I had like 10 debut tracks from myself and then from the label, and I had a brand new vocal as well. So I really, really enjoyed it this year. I thought the stage this year was absolutely amazing. The energy, everything was fantastic. So,
well, besides being one of the heroes of uplifting, you and John O'Callaghan started a new act called Key 4050. Is there any news on releases about that?
Not really at the moment, but I want to let you on a secret. We have nearly 2 albums worth of music made. So
really?
Yeah.
Where do you find the time, man?
I don't know. We just do it.
And do you sit in the studio together with John O'Callaghan?
Sometimes we do. Sometimes John's working on stuff. Sometimes I'm working on stuff. But we can work together as well. But the tracks that we make, they don't really have a lot of elements. Some tracks only have like 10, 11 channels. So
yeah, that's it. That's good. Less is more.
Less is more. We spoke about this before.
Well, thanks again, man.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me back. It's been a pleasure.
Really pleasure. Big pleasure to have you here.
Yeah.
One of the men that performed earlier on the Psytrance stage, welcome to Neelix. What's up, man?
All good. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Did you have a walk around the festival a little bit? What is your impression so far?
I did. Intimidating big.
Yeah?
Very big. And awesome. Light show especially is very precise and very impressive.
I played your track 1,000 Sterne countlessly in my sets. Did you expect a track like that to be so successful, being picked up in Germany massively? And
I didn't, but my label manager did. He said, finish it. It's good, believe me.
Is that your own voice in the track, actually? I always wanted to ask that.
No, it's not. But there is a very short German saying in the middle, which is my voice.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Well, thanks so much for coming down, man. We're massive fans, Ruben and myself, of your work. And
thank you very much.
Keep it up. And maybe one of these days, come and visit the studio in Amsterdam. That goes for all 3 of you, obviously, because we'd love to have you if you have a big release coming up in Amsterdam.
Yes, I would love to. Thank you very much.
Cool. Enough talking for now. Let's hurry back to Mr. Garuda himself. Turn it up for Gareth Emery.
malfunction. Shut down. We'll be right back.
Utrecht, are you with me? I said Utrecht, are you with me? I'm so happy this man made a return for us. Let me see those hands up for Gareth Emery. Put them up, come on.
I'm on
A State of Trance from the Yardbirds in Utrecht. Let me know what you think of the sets that you're hearing. The hashtag ASOT850. We have two talents with us right now that performed on the Road to 1000 stage, which is one of the five stages tonight. First of all, welcome again to Mr. Fallout, Davey Asprey.
Hello.
What's up, man? Last year, I played Fallout for the very first time, and look at you. Now you're here playing here at the festival. You've got your own fan base. I see people walking around with t-shirts with Davey Asprey. How does that make you feel? Did you see that coming?
It's indescribable. It's the last 12 months has just been an absolute roller coaster, and I've loved every minute of it.
And you're very productive in the studio as well. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, thank you.
Where do you find the inspiration?
Everyday life. My daughter is a huge inspiration for me.
Yeah.
Playing games. I get a lot of my track names from video games. Fallout is one of my favorite video games.
Oh,
and that's where I come from.
Oh, it's from there. Okay, now I know. Well, thank you so much for coming. I hope you're having an amazing time. And another man that performed on the same stage, all the way from Russia. His English is not very well, but we're trying to speak with him. He has an English name. His name is Max Meyer.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Ruben.
Can you do a shout out to your Russian fans? Let's make it easy.
Okay. Друзья, всем огромный привет. Меня зовут Максим. Мне выпала честь выступать на State of Trance в этом году. Соответственно, мы все знаем, что большое количество поклонников именно из России. Мы сегодня видели много российских флагов также на мейнстейдже. Это было очень приятно, и я думаю, не менее приятным фактором будет эта русская речь именно в State of Trance.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Max Meyer. It's one of the rising talents in trance music, and Ruben and myself are amazing fans of him. Before we head back to Gareth Emery, let's listen to what happened to Gareth Emery in the Rec Room.
The Rec Room, Ruben Durand.
Gareth, you were on the show with us in Amsterdam in the studio a few weeks back. The launch of Garuda, how has been the reaction so far on the relaunch?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Ashley had a great success with Surrender, which was the first relaunch single. Super happy for him. I think he had a number one on Beatport, which was amazing. And just the reaction from the fans was great. A lot of buzz about the new music coming out. A lot of good feedback on me and Ash's new stuff. So thanks for having us and letting us come and shamelessly plug all the new material.
It's been a while since we had you on the festival. I think it must have been New York. Does this feel like coming home?
Yeah, I've been doing these, I think, since 2008. So for me, it's kind of 10 years of playing these parties. So it's lovely, right? You come, you see the same people, you do a little interview on the radio. And, you know, the crowds that come to these events from all over Europe always just blow my mind. I mean, it's from every corner of the continent. You know, there's people who have said they've loved my music for a long time, but they've never seen me because I've probably never been to where they live. So it's really those people that are the ones that make it the most special for me.
I have a question from a fan from AFC Tristan. Is the track name Sansa named after the character in Games of Thrones?
It's named after my daughter, who is called Sansa, who was named after Game of Thrones. So in a roundabout way, yes.
A State of Trance.
And stay tuned in just a little bit. Mr. David Gravel will hit the decks. But right now, and see all those beautiful lasers going on if you're watching the live stream. Give it up for Mr. Gareth Emery.
Australia chants, thank you. I just want to say, there are a lot of amazing DJs here today. Thank you for spending the last hour with me. You've been amazing. Make some noise for yourself, Utrecht. Put those hands up.